Alright, welcome to this week's lesson. The biggest mistake that I see people making with when they're trying to lose weight and when they're influenced their eating is that they'll intentionally try and skip breakfast and try and skip lunch so that they eat less calories throughout the day. But what ends up happening is that they get so hungry by afternoon dinner time that they eat so much food that they actually end up eating more calories than if they'd eaten breakfast and lunch. Alright, so if you're making that mistake, you need to change it, okay? Even if you feel like you're not a breakfast person, even if you feel like you eat more when you eat breakfast, because sometimes this new behavior of eating more throughout the day, sometimes you will eat a little bit more because you're used to eating a lot at night, but it's going to make it a lot easier for you to control your eating, okay? So the other thing is that eating breakfast in the morning kind of boosts your metabolism, but I want to point something out here. Is that if this is the case where you skip breakfast, you know, you eat a lunch, and then you try and stop yourself from eating all night long, is I want to talk about the solution here, okay? Because this approach that we're taking of finding a solution is one that you can use with any problem that you have, okay? And it's profound. If this is what you've been doing, notice how most of your attention becomes at night. Okay, because breakfast is just easy, you're not that hungry, you've trained yourself. Lunch, maybe the same thing. But then all your focus becomes, man, if I could just control my eating at dinner, I would be able to lose the weight. Okay? But the problem is sometimes that we get focused on one problem and we look at it within a very defined time frame. So we say, oh, the problem is that I'm fine through the rest of the day, but the problem is right around 5 o'clock. That's where my problem is. But I'm going to suggest that that's not your problem. That's when your problem finally becomes apparent to you, okay? But that problem is created from the whole beginning of the day, and maybe even before. So what I'm saying here is that I want you to take a more holistic approach to your behaviors. Don't just look at where the problem is and how you don't have enough willpower to stop yourself. The point is, if you starve yourself and you get into such a ravenous state, no one's got the willpower to stop themselves, okay? So it's not a you thing. And you and your willpower, it's a poor strategy that you're putting yourself into a place where you're so ravenous that you can't stop yourself. So the problem isn't you can't stop yourself. The problem is you're putting yourself into a place where you're completely and totally ravenous. So what you can do is you start to look, what would happen if I changed breakfast? Because I want you to notice how hard it is to control dinner when you're starving, how much energy it takes to stop yourself from eating when you're starving, and how much energy it would take to remind yourself and to train yourself to eat a small breakfast at least. Okay? Notice it's easier, right? It's not really that hard, okay? So that's the beauty of looking at things holistically. When you back it up and start to look for the beginning of the problems, it's a lot easier to create the solutions. So I want you to do this with everything. You know, for exercising, for example, if you have defined exercising, some people do this where it's like, you know, you're going to exercise at 6 in the morning. Right? And for the last 20 years, you've gotten up at 8 in the morning, right? The problem maybe isn't that you can't get up at 6. Maybe it's that you demand that it be at 6 o'clock in the morning that you have to exercise, okay? So get a little more flexible with what your challenges are and start to look at it in a bigger way, okay? Be more flexible in what could change to get you the results that you want, okay? So when it becomes, well, I want to eat less at dinner time, well, let's look throughout the day. All these beliefs that you had, all these ideas that you had about what you needed to do, they are probably wrong, right? And I can tell you from a personal level that when you have less faith in your beliefs and in your ideas that aren't working for you, okay, the ones that are working for you, leave them alone. But if you've been trying to lose weight for 20 years and it hasn't worked, then the method you've been using, stop defending them, okay? Assume for a second that maybe they're wrong. And even if you just do the flip, the exact opposite, it's going to be something that at least can give you some new information. Okay, and it's going to be something new. But if you start looking at things in a holistic sense, you see the problem, you say, where's this problem starting from? And so the late night eating problem, a lot of times it's starting from the fact that you're starving yourself all day. Whereas if you start eating 3 to 5 meals a day, what you'll notice is that your hunger is much more on an even keel. And so you can train yourself to still, you know, control and moderate your behavior and regulate your behavior, but it's a lot easier when your hunger is on an even keel. as opposed to it just kind of ramping up throughout the day till you get here and then you can't control it. Okay, that's a horrible strategy. So again, what you want to do is look at the whole picture. And this becomes profound. It becomes fun. Okay, that's the idea here. A lot of weight loss issues and the challenges people have, they can be solved with a new way of thinking. Okay, and that new way of thinking is to kind of step back from whatever challenges you had and look at it from a fresh perspective. Okay, and one of those perspectives you can do is to look at the whole day. What's happening before it? Okay, that brings you to that place where you're having a challenge. Okay, not just in that challenge. All right, so use this and start thinking about this throughout the week. And I think you'll be surprised at the new ideas that you have and how much they help you. So have a great week, and I'll see you next week.